Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here we go. Now, what in the world? Okay, wow. We're having some interesting blog talk times here. Ah, my goodness. All right, let's see. We're having some interesting blog talk times here. It's like having a little bit of probably some solar flare things going on and whatnot. But anyway, welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild today. We have a two-hour special show coming up for you guys this afternoon. We have Terry J on with us from 3 to 4. And after that, we're having Andrew come on from 4 to 5. So let's welcome Terry, and I'm going to have her come on here and tell you guys how to get a hold of her when she is not on air with us. And there we are. Terry, can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. How are you, Kelly?
There we go. Okay. I had a panic moment there for a while because, my whole screen blitzed out. I went out to the studio. I was like, oh, my goodness, please let me get it back before the song ends.
I hate that when that happens.
I know, absolutely. Anyway. Oh, my goodness. All righty. Well, tell folks how to get a hold of you and all that good stuff, and You know, if we got some topic talk. I know we've had some stuff to think about. We got a couple callers here, but it's like, you know, we've absolutely had a couple topics that we kind of got put off at the knees at in a second. The last time you were so busy, we didn't get a chance to breathe for like 90 minutes. It was just like, oh, go. So hopefully we're going to have a little more casual day here today. But how do people get in touch and get hold of you?
The best way is through my website, and my website is just my name. It's www.terrijay.com. And on the Contact Terry page, there's lots of places where you can email me, and that's the easiest way. Or you can friend me on Facebook, and I'm happy to help. My readings are inexpensive. It's only $40 for a half hour and $75 for an hour if you sign up for my newsletter. I have sales all the time, only for those that are on my list. And in any way that I can help, I'm just happy and honored to do so.
All right. Awesome. And one of the things that we're going to kind of borrow a little phrase that one of our other people use, which I think is really awesome. It's like, you know, when what you guys get here on air, you know, a lot of times there's distractions, you know, for a psychic person, that kind of stuff. And, you know, really and truly the best thing you can possibly do for yourself and the person you're asking to do the reading is book that time with them. So you have personal one-on-one time, so it's, you know, not on air, not a lot of electrical interference. And we have really been being hit, you know, with solar stuff and all kinds of stuff. It's like just, you know, has really played havoc with everybody's electrical things. So anyway. All righty. Well, let's get going here. Area code, our first caller is 310. 310, you are on live with us today.
Hi. How are you?
Really
great.
Good.
How can I help?
Well, I wanted to find out. I went for a job interview last night, actually. It was around 11:30. And they seem to be really impressed with my knowledge and my skills and everything. So I'm just wondering, do you see me getting this job?
It feels very positive, but it also feels to me like a decision hasn't been made yet.
No.
So that's always good, which means that you're still in the running.
Yeah.
Go ahead. The thing is that we always get what we want or we get something better. So sometimes even when there's a delay in getting something that we want, we have a tendency to just get despondent and distraught. And it's the worst thing that we can do. We have to stay up and positive and know that if we don't get what we want, we're going to get something better. And sometimes we can't even imagine what that better is.
Right.
So it's just a matter of you know, being a magnificent manifester and making those things that you want to have happen in your life happen.
Okay. Yeah, because they said they're still interviewing some more people and they're going to make a decision. They'll let me know by next week. So
yeah, and what you have to do is just put on your vision board, make sure you watch The Secret again, and put on your vision board, I love my new job. That's all you got to put on there. And then feel it. How does that feel? Feel yourself getting ready to go to work, right?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, really gear up. And know that if you don't get this, you'll get something better. I know people that have not gotten a job that they just thought was perfect for them. They couldn't even imagine a better job. And, of course, they didn't get the one that they had their sights set on, but they ended up getting something else that was so incredible they just could not believe it.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to cross the fingers because I really want to work for this company, so.
Well, then you know, put a vision, put a sign up on your board that says I love working for, and put that company's name up there.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Manifestation is the key to everything. I sound like a broken record, but we don't realize how powerful we are. You know, we're the same energy as source. We are source energy. So there's nothing that we cannot create.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just aim too low.
Okay.
Right?
That's true. Well, it's just that I've been so down for a long time and discouraged because it's been a long time since I've gotten a full-time job, you know, or something with substance of some kind, and it's just been a struggle for me.
Well, don't make it a struggle. Be joyful. Go into gratitude. Gratitude is what we forget about. We think about being grateful for what we have. We don't think about the context of being grateful for those things we're trying to manifest. And that is crucial. Read the book, Science of Getting Rich. It's at scienceofgettingrich.net.
Okay.
And that book is what the movie The Secret was based on. So
It's
really important to know that we are all magnificent manifestors.
Yeah.
I just love that book. I cut out the summary and pasted it right on the edge of my file cabinet where I see it whenever I'm sitting at my computer. I see it. And I just say it out loud. I say that whole thing, the whole summary out loud. And, man, it's after a while you start getting it.
Right.
It's like positive brainwash.
Right.
I got a question because I know a lot of people have asked this. It's like, you know, like our caller here. It's like, you know, when you're a little bit down in the dumps, and I know The Secret kind of talks about it a little bit, but it's like, how do you, I mean, I know Bob Proctor said, you know, start playing some music or that, you know, but it's like, how do you really flip that around? It's like, if you are kind of in, you know, it's like, oh, I'm bummed out, you know, how do you change that mindset? It's like, you know, is there anything maybe you can give him some tips on? It's like, you know, how do you get out of that? Man, it's been so long, you know, since I've had this. It's like, you know, how does he flip that around for himself? How does he kind of go, you know, I need to be cheery and happy and really feel that. It's like, what are some of the things he can do to, you know, get that mindset and get that more positive, upbeat mindset?
The best thing is to go into gratitude. There's a part in that thing that says, man may come into full harmony with the formless substance, meaning God, by entertaining a lively and sincere gratitude for the blessing it bestows upon him. Gratitude unifies the mind of man with the intelligence of substance. That's what makes it happen. You know, don't be grateful just for what you have. Be grateful for what you want as if you already have it.
Right.
It is nothing short of miraculous. The minute you get into gratitude, your whole brain chemistry shifts.
Okay.
It's the only thing that changes brain chemistry, I swear. And it works fantastic. And it's like it's too simple. You know, we forget it.
Right.
So stay in gratitude all the time. And it makes you so happy.
Right.
It is what makes us shift. It's just too simple. It's too simple.
You're right, and that's what I gotta focus on right now. It's
just
really positive.
But
yeah.
Stay grateful for what you, not only what you have, but what you want, as if you already have it.
You have it. Ask him.
For years, I have said, I'm in a loving, committed relationship with a truly spiritual man who loves, honors, and cherishes me. Well, and I always heard my guides telling me, you've got to wait, you've got to wait, you've got to wait. So I knew I had to wait. I didn't understand why I had to wait, but now I do know why I had to wait.
Well, that's funny because this is the one thing, like I've always told people, that don't be going on blind dates. Don't hook up with someone just for the sake of being lonely. If you want like a quick little satisfaction, that's fine. But if you're looking for a specific person, write down on a list of what you want, what you're looking for, what you want from this person, and stay with it, and eventually you will find him.
And it works.
Yeah.
Trust me, it works.
Yeah. Well, just like last night, I was when I was on my way back from this job, because it's like an hour, it's almost an hour drive, all day, the last 2 days, I kept thinking of two of my most favorite songs. One was Someone Left the Cake Out in the Rain, and the other one was Taxi. By Harry Chapin, and both song one of the songs, the cake song, came on last night when I was on my way home from this job interview, and then this morning the other song played when I was out and doing errands this morning. So it's like,
cool.
What's going on here?
Well, that's just a simple manifestation. That's a real simple manifestation.
Yeah.
So. You know, we don't realize how much power we have over our thoughts and our feelings. And that's really what I'm all about is, you know, it's give a man a fish or teach a man to fish. And I want to teach my clients to become empowered. I don't want people calling me every day asking me, is this a good time to go to the bathroom? No. That's not my job.
Right.
Let me do guidance. Let me teach you how to fish.
Right.
You know, I have some people that are like that. It's like, what should I do? And it's like, what do you think you should do? Use your brain.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Write it down. Write
exactly.
Your letter to the universe and say, this is how I'd like my life to be. It's like, think of Santa.
And the other thing is fun. I tell people, try a feeling on. Imagine this has happened. How does that feel?
Right.
How does that feel? And if it feels good, there's your answer.
Exactly.
Cool. And that's even true for people that anticipate one-night stands. How are you going to feel after a one-night stand of, basically meaningless sex? You know, and everybody has the same feeling, like, ugh, it's just not
worth
it.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
But we, we all have needs that need to be fulfilled, and I mean, we may not have that one special
purpose
right at the moment.
No. Here's the thing. As human beings, we only have four legitimate or rational needs. Those needs are air, food, water, shelter. Everything else is wants. And are you entitled to your wants? Absolutely. But that's not a need. That's something you can take care of yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's true.
Okay. So be really clear on what's wants and what's needs.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Welcome, sweetie. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for calling in.
Thanks.
And call back in and let us know. Let us know how it goes.
I definitely will.
Know how the job thing goes. Cool.
I should know by Wednesday.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. And just make sure, Terry's information there is at www.terryjay.com. So it's like, drop her a note, let her know. Or call us back in at the show and let us know, too. It's like, we'd like to know how things go.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay, thank you so much. All righty. Good stuff. Let's see. That's you, Terry. All righty. And our next caller here is area code 786, you are on live with us.
Hello.
How can I help, sweetie?
Hi, how are you, ladies?
Great. How can I help?
My question was kind of career as well and moving, so kind of all bundled up into one. My fiance and I are thinking of moving out of state, close to his family, before we get married. But there's an opportunity here for him as well that would pay much better. So we're kind of like divided on where we want to go. I was wondering, do you see him getting this career opportunity here, or do you see us moving out of state?
I'm hearing that it doesn't matter. Both of you are very, very powerful manifestors. Both of you are, whether you're aware of it or not. And so it doesn't matter if you move or not. The big thing that I'm hearing is if you choose to move, line up the jobs ahead of time. And all you have to do when you put in the application is, I am in the process of moving to that location. So that way they don't think that you're moving moving to their state just for the job. In this day and age, we can do Skype interviews, and there's so many opportunities that we have to secure employment that we didn't have, even 10 years ago. So it's really important for you guys to decide why you're making the move and then where you're going to move to. And if it's to be closer to family, sometimes that's really important to people. Sometimes that's why people move away, is to get away from family, so it can go either way. And just decide what it is that you want and why you're doing it. What is the most important reason for the move? And do a Ben Franklin. I've never seen anything work so simply. Is that you, draw a line down a piece of paper and put pro on one side and con on the other, and just list everything that's pro and everything that's con. And it really helps you to make a logical, reasonable decision, without getting into the emotions of it.
We want both. We want a great job closer to his family, but we want to move closer to his family. So either way, we will be happy with either decision. We just weren't sure if you would get the opportunity here. If you didn't, we both could transfer. I have some offers there, and he can transfer as well. So that either way, it would work out for us. So it's just kind of...
Yes, I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, you have to decide also what the priority is. And for a lot of people, it isn't the location because it's just geography. It's the opportunity. You know, it's like if you want to work for a big company like Google, you got one location where you can work for Google, right?
Yeah,
so, you know, it's one of those things where you better live in that locale if that's the position that you want to have, unless you can do, a lot of people do telecommuting now, too, so even that's possible.
Okay.
So, you know, endless possibilities is what life is all about. So you just have to live in love and be grateful for your incredible opportunities and be grateful for your new jobs if that's what you want. You know, whatever it is that you want, just go into gratitude for it and you'll manifest it. It is that easy. You know, it is that easy. And we just try to make it so complicated, and it's not.
Okay. So hopefully one of them will work out. Either way, I guess we would be happy with either opportunity that arises.
Well, here's the thing. You're saying it the right way. You're absolutely saying it the right way for a perfect manifestation. You're saying we will be happy either way.
Yeah.
And that's how you do it. And then the hard part for most people is staying in surrender. Surrender means let go, let God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like trying to manifest, you know, a partner. You just say, I'm so grateful for, I'm so happy for. And then you leave the details like the time, the place, the how, the why. You leave all that up to the universe and just get out of your own way and just get with what you want to do. It's amazing how it works if you leave the process out of it. We're such busybodies. We're so proactive and we're taught to, you know, work hard and get it done. And no, just go manifest it. You know, you'd have to do some work, but most of it is mental and emotional work. Now, if you're doing what you love for a living, you might as well be retired because that's what it's like. I never get up during the day. I mean, I never get up in the morning and go, oh, I have to do readings today. I'm thinking, all right, yeah, baby.
I get to do readings today.
How many am I going to do and who am I going to get to help? And what an honor. That's how I start my days. I might as well be retired. It's why I work 7 days a week and holidays. Oh, I love it. I love it.
That's okay, Jamie. We both love our job, too, so that job, so which is so rare. Coming from a job that I hated and felt sick to get up each morning to go to a job, I'm actually happy. And you go to company picnics and you love it. Everybody gets along and you're just happy. That's such a mix of
difference. But you manifest that.
Yeah.
I want you to see how powerful you are. And don't let fear take over. Fear is the killer.
Yeah, I really do believe that. I did it before in manifesting. I feel like I manifested my fiance about a year and a half ago, and I manifested this job. I never thought, you know, within the past year, all these things that I've wanted and I've been hoping and praying and thinking and putting it out there, they all happened like almost back to back.
I know. It's popcorn going off, isn't it?
It's
popcorn.
Yeah, it's nice.
It simmers for a while and nothing's happening and nothing is happening. And then all of a sudden, pop, 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 they all start happening. That's what's happening to me right now. And I'm just groovitating on it. I love it.
Great. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate your help. And I really, truly do believe in manifestation. I wish more people would actually use it instead of being stressed and overwhelmed about situations.
The only guidance that I'm getting for you is make sure when you are praying that you are not asking. Do
okay.
not ask when you pray because that means that you think that you are not deserving of the bounty, and you are. So when we pray, we want to do it from a manifestation perspective. Thank you for. You know, we want to give thanks for those things that we want to manifest before we've even gotten them. We give thanks as if we've had them already and the universe scrambles to get them to us. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. No so ask when we pray. Who's got the health issue? Your mom?
Well, my fiance's dad, my mom too. My mom has, she has something with her kidney. It's nothing too serious, but she went to the doctor, and I guess they just gave her some kind of, I don't know what they gave her. But my fiance's dad just had some colon issues, but he's out of the hospital, thankfully.
Okay, well, all illness, injury, and disease is caused by emotions. It's all issues in the tissues, okay? Disease is caused by stuck negative emotions. Email me, go to my website, email me for energy healing techniques. The thing is you can share the techniques. It is not your job to force them to accept it, okay?
Okay.
But miracles happen every day with this healing technique. It is nothing short of incredible.
Nice.
Okay, so make sure you email me for that because you need it. And you can pick up doing this, talking your family members through this so that they can heal. Amazingly, kidney issues are caused by unreleased fear. Fear just hides in the kidneys. That's where we keep all of our fear.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay. I didn't know that. Rose, can you give me your website again?
It's just my name, sweetie. It's www.terrijay.com.
Terry J. Okay. Thank you.
All right, sweetie. You take care.
You too. Thank you.
All righty. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, we got a little, it's spinning around. It'll eventually get that out of there. We got a little bit of talk time. It's like, I'm surprised, for a casual Saturday afternoon, it's like the, you know, universe and spirit is going to give us some time to discuss some of those things that we've been. It's like some of the healing stuff and some of the things that we haven't gotten to discuss in the other shows, Terry.
Oh, that's wonderful, because I really want to share that. So important for people to understand that disease is caused by stuck negative emotions.
Yep.
You know, issues in the tissues is the way to say it. And it's time that we looked at the whole body, body, mind, and spirit, to do our healing. It's so important. And the healing technique that I have to share is so freaking simple. If you can do visualization, you can do this modality. And I've helped several of my clients who had trouble with visualization and trouble with grounding, because that's a big part of it. And, you know, once they let me just guide them through it, they were able to get it. And it's nothing short of incredible. It's so simple. You just ground, you go deep, you know, you go into a deep meditative state, you expand your energy field, and you look on that energy field for where your energy field is not expanding, where it's wrinkled or bunched up, and you just focus on that spot with the intention of release, 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 and you do that until you can feel that it's all smoothed out. And once it's all smoothed out, you allow the energy field to come back to the physical body. And it's so amazing, because you don't need to know medical intuitive stuff. You don't need to know anything except how to do this technique. So I am just really, really sold on it. It's just incredible.
Wow. That is very cool. That said, do you have that look like a... is it like just on your site? I mean, do you have self-made movies, video, like the video clip? I mean, are you like describing it, or do they just need to go to your site to get that, or email it, or just talk to you?
I can just email it to anybody who wants it. There's no charge for it or anything.
Cool.
But just email me and ask me for energy healing instructions, and I'm happy to send it.
Cool.
Oh, I had the coolest reading. I had the coolest reading this week. Do you mind if I share?
Oh, go ahead. No names.
This
I have confidentiality. No names. But, you know.
Cool. No names. I was doing a reading on a horse, and the horse had gotten some really, really bizarre behavioral things going on, and. The gal was describing to me how the horse was taken to a barrel race, and it saw one of its friends that it hadn't seen in months. And horses, you know, they remember their buddies. They really do.
Oh, yeah, and they're herd animals. Yeah.
Right. So this horse started screaming for its ex-pasture mate and screamed for like 5 hours straight. Screamed, you know,
oh, wow.
The whole time for its pasture mate. And anyway, what it did is it irritated the horse's whole throat. But he was having these really bizarre symptoms. So the
wow.
minute this woman describing to me what, you know, that the horse was doing all of this whinnying, and the funny part is we're basically talking about a horse. You get
right.
it?
Oh, yeah. Horse. Okay. Horse is a horse. Yeah, a horse. Yep. Okay, got it.
Horse. Anyway,
oh,
I got irritated, inflamed vagus nerve, and it's V-E-G-U-S, not like Las Vegas.
Right.
I got
okay, gotcha. Yep.
Vagus nerve, and she went, oh, my God, I know where that is. It's in the throat. And I said, I know. And she said, what should I do? And I said, acupuncture. And the weird thing was, is that I was also getting like a different kind of tinnitus. You know, you have ringing in your ears. Well, this
right.
was weird. This was like a rushing or roaring in the horse's ears. And it was so incredible because the veterinarian that worked on the horse was very well versed in, obviously, in Chinese medicine, and said this horse
wow.
was basically a wind. You know, it was a wind element. And anyway,
oh, wow.
the horse is already doing better. And the thing is that vagus nerve, I know, and I don't know how I can tell you I know vagus nerve, but
right.
the other thing is there's another nerve called the trigeminal nerve. That if I hadn't located the vagus nerve, this vet may or may not have been able to locate the trigeminal nerve. So
wow.
we at least, you know, we didn't get the whole diagnosis, and I don't diagnose, but the whole feeling
right.
about where the problem
right.
was, that if I hadn't gotten vagus nerve, that might not have gotten trigeminal nerve. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
So I
that
had to describe,
really awesome.
I described what I was getting from the horse's point of view. That my
right.
nose itched. You know, I wanted to
Ooh.
Rub my nose. It sounded like bees in my ears.
Buzzing
you.
You
know, like
wow.
buzzing around me. And I my balance was a little off.
Like I guess it sounds like empath, like you know, like Deanna Troy, I don't know if you're a Star Trek fan, but it's like Deanna Troy was an empath, you know, it's like, and that's what she would do. She would like feel what other people felt, and it's like not just with people, but with animals, like that. So, and we have a couple more callers who have knocked in here, so it's like, well, let's get to them here really quick. That's cool though. It's like, I'm so glad that we're going to have shows like these in archives. It's like, you know, so people are going to get to go back and, you know, listen to experiences with animals, and it's like, you know, because we put that there as like, you know, empathic animal communicator, that kind of stuff. So it's like, yeah, this is, and so many people go, it's like, I'd like to do that, I should do a little thing. I'd like to, you know, be able to talk with my animals. It's like, yes, wouldn't we all? Totally.
Well, I've trained so many people to be able to communicate with their animals. I mean, I've got a real simple little book that they can purchase on my website. I think it's $14.99. And
wow.
there are so many people that have purchased that, and then if they have problems or are stuck, then I just do some coaching with them, and they get it, and it's incredible.
Wow. Nice.
To make
all right.
Things...
We got... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So we've got caller 843 on the air with us here, so I'm going to continue that one. Caller 843, you're on live with us. Hello? I'm like hearing
hello.
Voices in the background. Hello, caller 843. I'm thinking maybe it's my phone. Maybe they can't hear me. It's like, see if you can get a shout out, Terry.
Hello.
Caller 843. Okay, you know
hello?
What? I'll just put him back
hello?
In queue. Oh, whoops. Oh, there we go. We got somebody. There we go. Okay.
Hello.
Hey, there we go. Now we got you. Gotcha.
How
are you?
Can I
you're
help?
Here with us.
Yeah, I want like a reading in reference to my son. His name is Micah, and he was diagnosed with scoliosis, and I just want to know if he's going to be okay.
Didn't we talk to you last week?
Nope.
No.
Oh, I had somebody else on one of the shows with scoliosis, too. The most important thing with scoliosis is to make sure they get good chiropractic care.
Okay.
That's the most important. That is most allopathic doctors are not going to tell you that. So you just got to find a really good chiropractor that can work, you know, with you, you know, helping the child to be, you know, to get adjusted. And then the other thing is there's lots of different exercises that they can do that can help to straighten the spine too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So chiropractic is critical, and an allopathic doctor more than likely is not going to recommend it.
Okay.
Okay.
He goes to a chiropractor.
Pardon?
No, he goes to a chiropractor. That's what I was saying.
Oh, good. Very good. That's the best thing.
Okay.
That's the best thing. Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's so many people that have scoliosis, and it's just not a big deal. They just, you know, strengthen the muscles that are pulling it over to the side, or, you know, work on it, or they wear braces. I mean, there's all kinds of things that they can do to help straighten it or strengthen it.
Okay.
And
right,
I can
say,
there was a little gal that had scoliosis, and she was in gymnastics, and the gymnastics actually helped her back because they have to be like so strong, you know. It's like, and they worked out, you know. It's like, because she was so strong and, you know, did all this and the other, it's like she had scoliosis. It's like, it doesn't impair you, you know. It's like they can go on and do, you know, play sports, do all kinds of stuff, and in fact, they're better off to, you know, to get out and work out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where can I find the exercises? Just go on the internet?
Yeah, I would look on the internet and then also find out what things your son is interested in doing, and then just really encourage him in those different sports.
Okay. He plays basketball. He loves basketball.
That's great. Well, all the strength training that he does, unless it's contraindicated by your doctor, is going to be really good for him.
Okay.
You know, if there's any cautions, I'm sure your doctor's going to give those to you. So,
right.
You know, if the doctor doesn't say, hey, don't do that, then, you know, most of the time they're just fine. It's really a matter of really developing, you know, strength. And,
okay.
And then usually in a lot of cases, somebody's, you know, a child's back can actually straighten out. So it just depends on, you know, if you've caught it early enough and if they can do, you know, different things to help alleviate it.
Okay. And do you think energy healing could help him too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. All he has to do is walk around going, thank you for my strong, straight back. Thank you for my strong, straight back. Him doing his own energy healing, right?
Okay.
And then you can also email me for the energy healing instructions. It's certainly not going to hurt, that's for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And let us know how that goes.
I
always like to hear.
I will.
If I can, your email, let's see. Email is, it's Terry J. It's Terry at terryj.com, right?
Correct.
All righty. I'm trying to get that put in there. We've got a good poster here today, so it's like she's getting this in here, and I'm going, okay. Oh, goodness. All righty. Well, come on, you guys, quit being bashful. No. That's okay, though. So we turned to the horse. It's like, all right, the horse, of course. So is that, was that something that happened, like, you know, pretty recently? It's like, have you kind of kept tabs on, you know, on how on the horse was, or how it's getting along? It's like, how long ago did that happen?
Just this last week, it was real interesting, but the horse is already improving. And,
wow.
And it's really just been amazing to me to get what I would call a translation of what I felt to what the acupuncturist actually diagnosed or described.
Wow.
You know, it was, she was actually interested in what I got from the horse, too, because she goes, well, that makes sense to all of it. You know, when I would get,
cool.
And when I would share, when the owner would share what I picked up from feeling in the horse, and the acupuncturist veterinarian was agreeing with all of it. That makes sense. You know, it was really cool because that's such
cool.
A bizarre thing, and you could tell the horse was absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
And now should be turning around just fine.
Cool. I knew there was a guy once upon a time that I think he's still in business. He's in Colorado. And funny enough, he started out in Wyoming as a human chiropractor, and then he took, I don't know where in the heck you find these classes, but he took a class on, you know, animal chiropractic, and it's like he became a horse chiropractor, you know, horses, bigger animals. And I was like, he was telling us about how, you know, you do an adjustment. It's like, you know, they have like literally like rubber mallet type of things, and it's like, you know, for their spinal adjustment, that kind of stuff. He says, yeah, you take this thing, it's like a wedge, you're like, you know, you kind of do a little tap with a rubber mallet, and it's like, and that's how you adjust a horse's spine. And it's like, he was talking about a horse that had personality difficulties, you know, just a really crappy, you know, you see those horses where they, you know, lay their ears back and they switch your tail all the time. It's like, that was because the horse had a pinched nerve in his back, and he straightened it out, and it's like, the people were like, wow, it's like you totally changed your personality. Like, horse, I'm going, well, go figure. It's like, you know, if you're human and you're feeling bad, you're kind of crappy. It's no different for the critters.
Well, the thing about horses, which makes it so critical, is if you have a horse that has pain issues, they're freaking dangerous. You know,
yeah,
they're dangerous. They weigh, you know, 1,000 to 1,200 pounds. They are dangerous when they're in pain. And they will react to pain on their back the exact same way that they would if a mountain lion was on their back. You know, they're going to react,
wow,
first and ask questions later. We had two horses come in for training with my ex-husband, and they called one wrist breaker because this horse had a poor-fitting saddle. That was all the problem was. And at 22 minutes, it would just go sideways to get you off. And
wow.
So, of course, when people were going off, they were putting their hand out to break their fall. And instead of breaking their fall, they broke their wrist.
Oh, ouch.
So,
wow.
And then we had another horse that was, we called it a 47-minute horse. And that horse, they called it Widowmaker, because after 47 minutes of being ridden, it would just rear straight up in the air. It was getting the rider off, just getting rid of the source of the pain. And and so that's how horses are going to react when they're in pain. They're going
right.
to just say, okay, I'm done with you, get off. And if you need help getting off, they're more than happy to oblige.
Here, let me assist you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness.
Reading something today that the dismount is required.
Voluntary or not.
No, the dismount
is or not.
Exactly. So,
oh, goodness.
The thing is, a lot of people think that horses are idiots or assholes or belligerent
dogs. I mean, yeah, I was going to say, most of the horses that we've ever had, it's like, you know, they're more like dogs in personality. No, I mean, you know, they're herd animals, like, and horses try to please. Horses are, you know, besides dogs, one of the most, you know, pleasing animals. They really want to please people and they want to do things right. They really do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, mine's so spoiled rotten, she screams for me. And now she's gotten into her schedule and she's screaming for me at, 5:45, 6 a.m. I usually don't hear her, so... I usually don't get up and feed her. Well, I can't find the frickin' snooze. That's the problem. No snooze button on that horse.
No snooze horse. It's not as good as a rooster. There's no snooze button on them either. We used to have chickens, and we had a rooster that went off at 4:18 every morning. It's like clockwork. We were going, how he managed that, I don't know. But it's like, we had him about a week, and we lived in town, and they allowed us to have, you know, poultry in the backyard. It's like, after a week, it's like everybody complained, and it's like he was down the road. It's like, thank you for the alarm clock. We don't need it that early.
Well, that's the thing, is it's loud. I mean, she's whinnying really, really loud. I have to get up because I want to be a good neighbor.
You're right.
And it's not that I'm catering to her whims. It's everybody out here has acre parcels. And so I'm sure my neighbors, especially on the weekend, don't want to get woken up at, you know, 5:45, 6:15, you know, because that's what she's starting to do. So I think I'm not how to go back to bed. That's the big right now.
Wow. All righty, got another caller here from area code 916. 916, you're on live with us.
How can
I help?
Run out?
There we go.
I got to go out to the hall. You were quick. I didn't want to be that quick. Yeah, I'm in the library again. One of these days.
The library user. She's got to go out in the hall or she gets some nasty looks from the library people.
So I signed on and I fell asleep instantly. But I didn't get very much sleep last night. Energy's been real high. I really jerked my neck backwards hard and it woke me up while I was in your chat room just now. So I need an instant healing before anything happens. But I think
just email me for the healing technique. It'll help.
Well, I think I already healed myself.
Oh, good.
It was a whiplash, though, that woke me up. Woo.
Oh, geez, don't sit like that.
I fell asleep at the computer. I didn't know I was falling asleep. It is kind of sore, though. Oh. Maybe I needed that just to pop my neck or something.
Yeah. How can I help?
That was it.
Go for it.
Do
you have any other questions for Terry?
Well, what kind of questions do you want?
Whatever way I can help with guidance, whatever I can receive for you.
Hmm.
It really helps to have your questions ready ahead of time, too.
Well, actually, I wasn't calling, but when I told people I hurt my neck, they said call in. So that's why I called in.
Oh.
So it's not that.
Okay, well, let's just talk about neck issues, okay? And then you can decide,
well, let's talk
you can
about
decide what
asleep.
To do with the information.
Sleep.
Okay. Well, but neck issues are from not speaking your truth. That's what causes neck problems.
Oh, God. I fell asleep. I had 2 hours of sleep last night. I know all about that. If you have constant neck and throat and all that, I know about that, not speaking your truth. And I know about the throat chakra, and I know all that stuff. Been there, done that years ago. I slept 2 hours last night. I just fell asleep at the computer, and my head went backwards hard.
Ooh.
But I'll let you go, and you can talk about neck issues to everybody else.
All right. Well, you have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. Probably should have asked her about how come she was only getting 2 hours worth of sleep. It's like, yeah. Oh, goodness. Oh,
issue
boy.
In itself.
Yeah.
Not getting
yeah.
any sleep can be an issue, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There was,
we
I,
definitely
I had,
need...
I had a period sleep. Yeah, I had a period in my life where for about 3 years I was sleeping about 4 hours a night. But then again, my husband had just died from brain cancer, and it's like I wasn't feeling in a secure, you know, comfy place, and it's like I didn't sleep well. So I literally, out of 24-hour day, it's like I slept about 4 of those hours, and it's like, yeah, talk about the Walking Dead.
We call those zombies.
Yeah, exactly. Although the really weird thing was, like, I always seemed to have plenty of energy. It's like I was just hyper. It's like I was almost mad at myself for having to sleep for 4 hours.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, lots of weird stuff.
Well, I think the energy healing techniques, I'm on Facebook, if anybody wants to friend me. I still have room. But I'm constantly amazed the number of people that are on there that do these postings about how much pain they're in and how much suffering they're in and that they have fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue. And I'm not being a smart mouth when I ask them, well, why don't you get rid of it? You know, I'm not being a smart aleck. These things are all curable. They're all fixable. And yet, they continue on there. It's like they're in negative pleasure. They're owning being miserable. And being miserable is the only thing they know how to do. I actually worked with a client one time, and I said, well, you know, you can heal this. And she said, oh, I'm afraid to do that. And I said, why? She goes, well, I'm on permanent disability.
Oh, wow.
And I said,
I
and your point?
Disabled. Oh, man.
Well, I have to give up tech. I said, what's more important to you, the checks or feeling good? And she didn't have an answer. And I thought,
wow.
You know, until you get the answer to that question, I said, most of the time, once you're on permanent disability, they're not going to take it away because they're assuming your condition isn't going to change. But I could not believe it. So I just feel so bad for there's so many people that have health issues And I know I sound like I'm on my freaking soapbox here telling people, you got to heal, you got to heal, you got to heal. But they can do it. I'm not benefiting from it. I don't get anything from this. You know, I don't make money off of, you know, teaching people to heal. Email me for the instructions. Do it yourself.
Cool.
You know, I just feel so positive about this method and the benefits that it's had for me, not only about physical things, but about emotional issues. It's incredibly healed emotional issues. So, you know, it's one-stop shopping. And here's the thing. There's lots of different healing modalities out there. And I have found that different ones work for different people at different stages of their life. You know?
Right.
So yeah. I think that's why we have so many different modalities. I think everybody should find what works for them and then, you know, stick with it.
You know, it's been one of the frustrating things for me, too. It's like because we have an herb that, you know, generically works for some really good stuff, and people are always going, oh, you know, there's no cure for cancer. It's like you know, or the, you know, race for the cure, all this stuff. I'm going, you know, if we didn't have the FDA in this country, it's like I belong to a company that is an international company, and it's like in the other, like, 20-some countries that this outfit's in, they can use the words, you know, cure and diagnose with this in connection with this herb. And what one of the things it does, it's been in use for 5,000 years, and it directly poisons cancer cells without poisoning anything else. It says it directly kills cancer cells. I'm going, really? And you don't think there's a, quote, cure? You know, it's like, well, if it's killing the cancer, it's like, you know, and you need something that's like, you know, better an herbal, you know, better a God plant than something that, you know, humans have created. So, yeah.
Well, and the other thing, too, though, that I think is really important is that when people are unwilling, and I'm going to use that word, unwilling to deal with their emotional issues, then it doesn't matter what illness or injury they cure, they'll end up pulling in more until and unless they deal with the emotional cause of the disease. So even if we cut it out or burn it out or poison it out, whether we do it with chemotherapy or with herbs, you know, whichever. I mean, obviously herbs is a much easier thing to do. But the thing is that unless we deal with the emotions that cause it, you know, it's going to come back. That's all there is to it. And we really have to be in that healing modality, in that, I guess a good way to say it would be in receiving mode. You know, because I have a lot of clients that I talk to about, they want to be in love and they want to be in a relationship, and yet they're terrified. They're terrified of getting their heart broken. And until they can say, you know what, I know my heart's going to get broken, but I want to have this relationship
anyway.
They won't.
Feel the fear and do it anyway. That's the title of the book.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right, we got a caller here from area code 702. 702, it's you.
Kelly?
Hello.
It's Jan.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you? How can I help?
Oh, well, we're in the chat room and we're talking about it. We're listening to you, and I'm all into it. And Kelly's been trying to help me too. And I have the fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, the whole bit, and whatever else it is. And it's been hanging on. I've had it for 12 years, and I'm on permanent disability. And I'm ready. I'll be glad to get off of it. We already got let go of Medicaid. Because I got married and so we make too much money to have it. But as far as this illness goes, it's a pain. And I'm a dancer, and I can't go out and take my dance class. And I like to have enough money to live on, and I can't work right now. So, yeah, I'm ready to let go of it, but I just don't know how. I mean, I'm trying to
email
do this.
Email me for the healing instructions. It's terri@terrijay.com. Email me for them. This is so simple. You can do it yourself. And if you have trouble with it, call me. Email me.
Okay.
You know,
it's just you're done with visualization and intention. That's it. About fibro and chronic fatigue is they are autoimmune diseases, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, autoimmune is the body turning on itself. Well, the only reason the body would turn on itself is if the human in there is saying, I hate you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people aren't aware of it. It's coming all the way from early childhood.
From
childhood.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So sometimes it's important to get to the root of those issues. I have found with this method that it doesn't matter what you're thinking about or feeling, this method is going to work in spite of you.
Oh, really?
Do the method.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. That sounds,
so,
that's great.
The big thing is that, you know, if you think about who disempowered you in childhood, who made you feel like you were less than, who told you were ugly or stupid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and then in some cases, it actually goes all the way back to being molested, and people don't remember molestation, and a lot of it happens in infancy and toddlerhood. That's when it happens, because perpetrators, the pedophiles, they're looking for children that cannot speak.
Wow.
Yeah. So
wow.
That's why a lot of people don't remember having, you know, something horrible done to them.
Wow.
So it, yeah. So we and I think it's important to just have an awareness of the issue to get your power back so you can say, nobody else is going to ever treat me like this again. And one of the important things for you to do, too, is start keeping track of how much you love yourself on a daily basis.
Okay.
And the more awareness you have of it, the higher it'll get. And the more you love yourself, the less disease you can have.
Right on.
Because you're raising your own vibration. You know,
right.
Somebody that loves themselves completely, there is no room for disease in that body. When someone
That's
recognizes
true.
And knows that they are the same energy as their source, there is no room for disease in that person's body.
Oh, that was just beautiful the way you just said that, that we are the same energy as our source.
We are. It's what gives every cell in our body life. Think about what God is. It's not a guy with a beard on a frickin' cloud. That's totally illogical. Love is the strongest energy in the universe. It defies all laws of physics. Right?
Right.
So the
right
only
on.
Explanation that's reasonable for what God or source is love with the intention to create.
Totally love this.
So you are the creator, and you have God energy in every cell in your body, and you're just misfiring. You're misfiring because of old beliefs about who you are and how you are.
Wow.
Did you feel how lighter you got just right there?
What's that?
Did you feel how much lighter you got?
Just now?
Yeah.
From listening to this? Oh, yes. I feel it,
yeah.
It right away,
release,
of course.
You release stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the more you love yourself, the less disease you can have.
And do you feel, all these words are just totally amazing. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this again. Intuitionally that you can feel this autoimmune thing in me. Can you kind of sense that going on in my body system?
Yes, I can see your inner child, and your inner child is just screaming at you, saying, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
Yeah. So you got to find her, figure out how you're going to make her happy. She's in your lower abdomen in the second chakra. She needs to be in your heart. You got to find her and bring her up into your heart and just love the pants off of her.
Wonder how she got so lost in down there, because I haven't been sick all my life. It's just been the last 12 years.
Well, but the thing is the physical body is patient.
The physical body waits for us to figure it out, heal yourself. And then when it doesn't happen, it just goes, oh, screw it.
Right.
And that's sick.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I've done so many things. I've gone to counseling. I've tried medicine. I can't take any kind of medicine. I just, and my body is so into this thing of it's allergic to everything. It can't take medicine at all. And so
don't you see that's your physical body torturing your spirit?
Yeah.
Because you're not on the same vibration?
Yes.
Wow.
No matter what the question, love is always the answer.
Right on. Well, I really appreciate this, and I completely agree with this completely, and I'm working on this, and
cool.
Well, let me know how I can help.
Well, I'm going to email you, and that's what I want to.
Yeah.
I mean, I've come to that point. I mean, it seems like I've been working on it, but through all the times that I've been working on it, I was taking care of my mom because she was ill, but now that's over, and now it's just me here. I'm dealing with myself now, and so I can do it. I can work a little more harder on myself to try and get over this. And
you don't have to work harder. You have to be more loving.
Yes, be more loving. Toward myself, mostly. Is that a lot of it, too?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, well, thank you very, very much. This is just wonderful. Thanks, Kelly, for encouraging me to call in. And
yes.
This is awesome. Thank you, Kelly.
Love it.
Have the best, sweetie.
Have a good
very
day.
Cool. All righty. And I know Jen will be back because it's like, yes, she listens to us on a regular basis. Okay, we got about a minute here. We got one more caller we can pick up here. Area code 916 ending with 45.
Hello, thank you so much for taking my phone call.
How are you and how can I help?
I'm doing well. I was just wondering if you can do a reading, if you, I guess financially, if you see anything in the next 6 months, just if you see anything in my financials.
The big thing is it feels like you're actually aiming too low, like a feeling of just wanting to get by. It's not enough. You need to have abundance. So make sure you watch the movie The Secret again, do your vision board, amp it up, kick it up a notch, and aim for all of those wonderful things that you want to have. You have to believe that you deserve them in order for you to manifest them, okay?
All right. Well, I'm supposed to be going into, like, some type of business with my aunt. It has to do with my financials, I guess. Do you think that's a good idea?
I would make sure that you've got lots of good paperwork agreements before you go into business with anyone, especially a family member.
Relative.
Yep. Especially, okay?
Right.
Because otherwise, you know, relationships and families have been split apart by not having things in writing, by not having things on paper ahead of time. If it's just okay, there won't be any problems. But if it skyrockets and does really, really well, or it tanks, you guys won't be friends anymore. Okay?
So
you've got to have everything
in
writing. That's what guidance is telling me, is you've got to have everything in writing.
In writing, yeah.
Okay.
All right, sweetie?
In writing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Righty.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Well, Terry, thank you so much. It's like, my goodness, tell us one more time how to get a hold of you. And it's like, we kept you a little bit over time here, but we're going to get going into our second hour. But tell us again how to get a hold of him. And I know, I think from previous shows, it's like, I know you have the free email for the, you know, for the healing thing. And I was thinking there was some other stuff, too, that's like that people could ask for instructions and things.
I'm having a moment here.
I can't remember. And what was the
other thing? They can get grounding instructions, which really helps you get into alignment.
You can also get the attraction traits menu if you are having trouble deciding what to put on your vision board as far as what you're looking for in a potential partner. So you can get that. There's no charge for that. My book is on there, which teaches you how to develop all of your intuitive abilities, and that's only $14.95. And it's available as a download. So there's lots of different ways I can help. You can get the book, and then I can coach you if you want. So I'm always happy to help people learn to develop their own intuitive abilities. It's such a great thing to have.
Cool. Very cool. I like that. All righty. Well, I'm going to say enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and if I can thank you so much for being on with us. It's like you've got a whole lot to share, and it's like, and I definitely hope that you're going to be coming back with us some more. So it's like, man, there's just so many things. Like I said, it's like I can pick out things from each show and go, we didn't cover that. Wait, we didn't cover that. It's like, I guess
I'm happy to have
hours with you just interviewing you, man. It's like, wow.
Well, I'm happy to help, and I love being on the show, and I love helping people. So anytime, just give me a holler.
All righty. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much, and we will definitely see you around.
All righty. Take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, and we're going to get into our second hour here, and our next guest has been here waiting for us. And this young man, I'm going to let him introduce himself, tell a little bit about who he is, what he does, and how he does it, all that good stuff. And let's see. I know, Andrew, I'm going to apologize because I don't have a way to print things off. And I know part of this was I was going to just kind of read your intro. And my computer is having such a moment with itself today that I can't be on more than one tab at a time, and it's like so I'm hoping that your computer is cooperating more. It's like, you can go through and tell us that if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, that's no big deal at all. I'm actually outside
cool.
right now. I'm not inside, so I can just go over anything. Basically, I'm Andrew. I'm a degreed metaphysician. Been practicing Reiki for some time. I use guidance from my own intuition and the universal source. I also seek the advice through my own Native American tarot deck that I use to help people align their chakras and heal. From there, I can also figure out what emotional stress they've been put on, linking it to what physical attributes that they've been having. It goes along the lines of what you were saying earlier about the lady with that issue she was having. I absolutely agree 100%. It's all about how she's viewing herself. It's why this is coming about.
Cool.
Most of a lot of our illnesses is because we are diseased with ourselves. We are diseased. That's where the term disease comes from. You're unbalanced, uneasy.
Hello?
There?
Hello? There we go. Okay. You cut out there for a minute. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I had to come outside to be able to talk because of the fact that I kept that signal in the house.
Okay, sounds good.
I basically started my path, I guess you could say, when I was a young child. I was more aware of myself when I was younger, but raised into a very strict household in the region that I'm in the Southeast. Very frowns upon very highly on this. So I was not only afraid of it because I understand, but I was afraid of what other people's opinions had been. I didn't actually come to accept my own path through my own pains and losses to where I was figuring, well, I tried all this, this didn't work, so now I'm going to listen to this edge of me. And it has been working. My own intuitive ability, not only helping others, but helping my own self and my own life, coming to where I am now. And that's where I decided I wanted to live my life by example, by showing other people, here's where I've been, here's what I've been doing, and here's how it can help you. And you're absolutely right. Different forms of healings work for different forms of people at different points in their life. That's exactly true. The same thing would go wrong with medicine. Certain medications will only work for so long, and then your body just gets tired of it or gets used to it. Then you have to go to a next step and figure out what else you need to work on. Same thing with meditative and healing. Same thing. Once you've achieved that certain level, you have to take it to the next level and find it within yourself and then work on that aspect. So
yeah.
I agree with that statement all 100% as well.
Cool.
I'm 29 years old. I'm a veteran in the United States Army. I served in two conflicts, one in Iraq, one in Afghanistan.
Thank you for your service. I came from a very military family, and I know what kind of sacrifices those entail. So, and I know a lot of the people in our rooms, you know, say the same thing all the time. Anybody in the military, thank you. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, you are.
People do appreciate that.
My last tour of service was at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I ended service in 2011. I served 10 years. Now, a lot of people ask me, well, you did 10 years. Why didn't you finish up the other 10? Personal comfort, personal issues with the in the family. I suffered not only the death of my mother and the death of my child.
Wow.
So that's
a lot of transition.
Oh, yeah. That was actually a lot of the stressors I had undergone that got me into my path, learning how to heal myself.
Right.
So using my meditative, intuitive techniques to be able to heal my own pains and grow is what led me to all this. And those were just stepping stones for me in my course of learning. I feel like I got a little premeditated message. Do you have any questions?
One of them is like you said, a degree in metaphysician. And I'm like, well, where did you go to get metaphysical training? I mean, do they have, you know, like, I mean, I know in England, you know, they have, like, honest-to-God colleges, you know, where you can get, like, I don't know, we had a guest earlier in the year where she had, like, a degree in astrology and, you know, different kind of stuff. And it's like, so is there places in the United States, I mean, is there, like, a brick-and-mortar place that you do this, or is it online? Or it's like, how did you get your degree?
There is a school in Arizona in Yuma, Arizona. I'm pretty, you've mentioned this. We've talked about that, that city once or twice. Yuma, Arizona has a school of metaphysics. University of Sedona is a sister school to the University of Metaphysics. It is completely at home, at your own pace. They work on a payment plan, and it helps divulge into where you came into saying that your energy is God energy. You have God energy in your body. It divulges more into that. And through the school, once you get your four-year, your bachelor's degree out of the way, you become an ordained minister in University of Metaphysics. You become an ordained spiritual minister. And the rites there do of any other priest or minister you have in any other state. Yes, you can perform marital counseling, perform marital ceremonies. Or, depending on your path, you can legally do hand fastings or whatever ceremony they have. Then you have your master's degree. My major study is doctorate in divinity with a minor with a focus on pastoral counseling and spiritual healing, so that kind of found my line. I'm currently taking a break from working on my master's right now because I'm just trying to get the things planned out. Like I said, it's at your own time, at your own pace, and they work with you on payments. And they send all your book work to you at your house.
Wow.
Everything you need from your bachelor's to your master's to your doctoral degree, they show you how to write papers if you have problems with it. The staff, if you have questions about the degree, or say, I only want my bachelor's, I only become ordained for right now, and work through your bachelor's, they'll stop you right there, and that's it. And then you can continue it later. It's completely at your own place, at your own distance, as fast as you want to go, as quickly as you want to go. Some people complete it in 6 months. I did a little bit quicker for my bachelor's. And it's focused on course study only, straight metaphysics. There's no English, there's no science, there's no math, there's nothing.
Right.
Metaphysics is basically, by definition, it's faith. It's spiritual and religious in nature. So, and people are going to ask you, well, if you have this doctorate's degree in metaphysics, are you an actual doctor? By U.S. law, yes. Once you obtain the certification of this degree, you are by law able to carry that PhD by the side of your name as a doctor of whatever degree you have because of the separation of church and state. The U.S. government, Department of Education, cannot speak for or speak it against, otherwise judge you on your degrees from a religious school or spiritual school because of separation of churches.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's why it's just a great course study.
Nice. Very nice. All righty. Well, I know, are you comfortable with, we've got a caller on the line that's been waiting here for a little bit. It's like, would you care to take a caller and see what their question
is? Yeah, no problem.
All right. Oh, cool. Okay, area code 510, you are on with us. You get to talk to Andrew today.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, okay. How are you?
Doing good. So you do readings?
Yes, I do aura readings, chakra readings, yes, basically.
Okay, can you do a chakra reading for me?
Sure, no problem. What's your name? Tasha. Well, it's nice to meet you today, Tasha. Okay. Now, mostly when people do go in for readings, they're usually looking for something, a focus on most things. And what chakra readings do, it helps align you, your seven energy points in your body, as you probably listening earlier. And I'll just go over a basic one. As we all know, your base chakra, your root, is self-preservation. This chakra is red. It describes your survival instincts, height, health, prosperity, and security in life. This is what I like to call as your base to this reality, your foot on the ground, basically. This is your starting point. That's why it's called your base chakra. And since I use my tarot cards, here I have pulled the Emperor, which is mostly means, this is saying that this is mostly an authoritative figure. And your house or you want to take charge. You're most likely the person that would lead an event, try to lead, more than follow. You like to step up and be a lot of times. Now, this shows me that this chakra is open. It's not too secluded, so your base is pretty well set off. Now, I will interpret what I'm seeing or what I'm hearing to help explain it to you, but what the card is basically telling me is it's in a, or the origin is for purification. This also silences the mind and the heart to communicate with the divine. I also recognize the power of the chief and will listen and to obey. So that means that you are also a leader, but you also know how to take information and go with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, your sacral chakra, the second one, this is going to be orange. This is your self-gratification. This is how you connect this by feeling desire, sensation, and some movement. Here I see the Ace of Wands. This is a medicine staff. However, this is inverted, meaning that there's some issues here, probably dealing with self-help, personal concerns on your own safety, well-being in your home, or it can also go up to a medical concern that you may have. This card is actually known as the, the Magician. I'm sorry. I'm misinterpreting the card. I apologize. First time I've actually done this on the phone with you guys, and I'm trying to take it easy so I don't confuse too many people.
Don't worry about it. You know, this is a very different format. It's like, yeah, it's like we're kind of throwing Andrew into the deep end. It's like letting him tread water. He's swimming, man.
It's the Shepapo, or the medicine staff is what's been declared by the natives. It depends on what this one is, because it could be made two different ways. One, it could be made of fir, or it could be made of birch. Here, I'm seeing it's yours is made of fir, but it's inverted, means that you're struggling with inner peace. As I said, you're mostly conflict with yourself. And this will also have to do with medical studies or medical issues in your sacral chakra that's dealing with, like, your abdomen area, your kidneys, your gallbladder, stuff in that area. That area will be affected. So I'm sitting here showing that you're having a hard time finding that inner peace with your surroundings, focusing more inwards.
Okay.
And just so we can keep everything moving along, next one is your solar plexus chakra. This one's going to be yellow. This one defines in your self-definition. This is how you express your personal power, autonomy, will, energy, and spontaneous, basically. This one I'm seeing is showing a Thunderbird, which this will be on how you basically, you know, view yourself, a very potent person. This is why I go back to your roots. You speak truth a lot, and just from your own movements, when you actually get up and move, I'm seeing that you, even in your own movement, you cause a wake in your move. You, people's attention comes straight to you. You may be very soft-spoken. You may be very, you know, to yourself, but when you get up and say something, there you are. You're on the radar. You're very potent. That's one of your attributes I'm seeing here. However, this isn't really too blocked off for you. This isn't really causing much of an issue. However, you're also dealing with stuff in your own heart chakra, your self-acceptance, your ability to love deeply, feel compassion, experience peace and centeredness. Here I'm seeing a mask. You're living a life that you're forced to live for public view, but you're not exactly able to show it from yourself. Basically, what this is saying is that you're demonstrating a part of yourself, but it's hiding the real you. You're not able to show your real love and affection towards people. Maybe you're having to hide something from your family or your friends because you're afraid of self-acceptance. So basically you're wearing a mask.
Okay.
The next one, your throat chakra, self-expression. This one is blue. How you communicate with others and express your self-creativity in the world. This, again, deals with truth. Here I'm seeing feathers. It go along with my cards. It's the Six of Wands. It's dealing with intuition, truths. The feather in the breeze, basically, showing that you're very intellectual. When you do communicate, when you finally speak, you have ground. You know what you're doing. You know what you're speaking of. So your communication to everyone is purely clear. Sorry, I feel a little tongue-tied. I have this problem. My mouth will start running before it catches up with my brain. That's basically what I'm getting from the Six of Wands card. Now, your brow chakra, this is your third eye, self-reflection. This is indigo. This is your big picture, how you see the world both physically and intuitively. Here I'm seeing Two of Wands. This happens to do with a hen. Has to do with renewal and fertility. Fertility doesn't mean pregnancy. Fertility means rebirth, renewing. Here's the thing, though. You see the world more on a physical plane more than you go with your feelings for the most part, because that's what you go off when you speak. But yet when you do speak and you interact, you leave influences with people. You start things new. It's kind of like you go into a sand, into tilled land, and you drop little flower pots everywhere and watch them grow. You won't see them grow, but what you did and interact with those people has changed them for the better, but you may not be around there to see it. You planted the seed in their heart. That's basically what you come off as communication with other people.
Oh, wow.
Your crown chakra, this is your self-knowledge. This is violet, the color violet. This is ability to know and understand yourself, your wisdom, and spiritual connection. Three of Wands, direct. You are direct to your point. You are direct with your knowledge, your beliefs, your understanding. You will hold to that ground, and no one can shake you from it. Heck and high water will fall before you change your mind, for the most part. So that is a basic chakra reading off the cards. And like I said, the only one that I see that has been closed off from what I see in my cards is your sacral chakra. So that would have to do with like a lot of abdomen issues. Stomach gets queasy. You may not be experiencing a lot of it. You may have some reserve remorse, anger issues that you're probably dealing with from other people, and you're holding it in, but you'd rather not speak about it because you're more physical of a person. And you don't want to go off emotions too much, so you kind of don't go off on a whim. You take things in, and then you act after things come too much. But after you've acted and things have boiled up already, damage has already been done to you emotionally. And then you just
vent. Yeah, that's true.
So how can I work on that part?
Work on that part. Okay, I'll go through a simple meditation technique. In your abdomen, when you breathe and you relax, just sit and relax. You can either lay down and do this. You can sit up straight in a chair. Breathe deep in your nose and out your mouth. When you breathe in your nose and it's deep breath, just imagine bright healing light coming into your nose. And as you breathe in that bright healing light, it goes down into your abdomen and builds it's going to build a bright orange ball because the chakra is orange for you. So you need to visualize that orange ball of light in your abdomen growing and bright, and visualize that becoming warmer in your body. And then when you start feeling the pain and the regression from everything around, it'll be in like black spots. Imagine that black spots being pulled off. And then when you exhale out of your mouth, exhale that negativity out of your mouth and keep that cycle going. Every time you breathe in with that white healing light, change it to orange in your abdomen. And then it grows with every breath. Then keep doing that, visualizing it. And then just letting it go and keep reaffirming to yourself, I take life with a grain of salt. I am a pure, I'm of love. Say something that makes you happy. Uplift your spirit. Listen to music while you do it. Whatever can uplift your spirit and raise your vibrations, do it.
Okay. So what can I do about part of the, when you said that I wear a mask? How can I take off the mask?
That's up to you. Taking off that mask is because you have a choice. This is all choice. You're showing people what they want to see to get along and get around to people. Okay. It's like I tell a lot of people, you know, I don't know the keys to success in life, but the key to failure is pleasing everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
an old saying I had in the military, if you're doing your job right, you're going to tick somebody off. If everyone's happy with you, you messed up somewhere. You're lying to yourself.
Okay.
That's just what I was saying in the military. People are not going to like you all the time. You can't win them all. Someone's going to be upset or mad with you. 9 times out of 10 because they're jealous and they're intimidated. But let that be their problem. Don't let it become yours. The minute you let someone control your emotions and your feelings, they have a power over you.
Okay.
And I actually have a question. I gotta say, Tash, before you get up, I actually have a question for you. It's been several months since we've heard from you. And I know the last time we did, you had a little guy that was in the hospital, and I was kind of hadn't really heard a lot, you know, what was going on with him. So it's like, how is he doing these days?
Oh, he's doing well.
Cool.
Yeah, he's still at home. He's been at home ever since.
Oh, good. All right. We've definitely kept him in prayer, and it's like, really glad to hear that.
Well, that would explain the messing staff on the shackle.
Oh, about my son?
Yeah, this is the first time I've been on the show, so I had no idea who you were beforehand. And like I said, the messing staff, it being inverted, it happens to deal with own personal health or someone else's health. It deals to me with medicine, medical, physical mostly.
Yeah.
But I do hope your staff is a whole lot better.
Nice. So how did you like that class? Is like, was that pretty on for you today?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yes. You're so laid back. All right. It's just like, have you got any other questions for him or, you know, anything else, you know, you wanted to ask? It's like, we got open lines because we got time here. So it's like, you know, we actually got time to let you have another question if you want one.
Oh, he pretty lined everything up for me.
You're going to have to go back in the archives and get it because I know you can't write that fast. All righty. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for calling in today. Really glad to hear from you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and
thank you, Andrew.
Keep in touch and let us know how things are going. Oh, and Andrew, it's like, tell us again how to get a hold of you. I know I'm not sure everything got posted on the www Psychics Gone Wild place, but I know you said, you know, you have like a Facebook page, email, phone number. It's like, you know, you can give us some of that. We got a poster there in our chat room, and she is trying real hard to keep up with everything here. So it's like, if you would let us know on air here how people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, sure. I set up a new email, Druid, D-R-U-I-D, Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, @gmail.com. That will go to my phone, and you can also use that to find me on Facebook. I do have a public page on Facebook. It's called Andrew's Spiritual Healing, and feel free to contact me there if you have any questions, concerns. I won't mind going through some healing techniques, some meditation. I also have some videos, early documentaries I did back in early 2012. I'd be more than happy to share with anyone that wants to look at it. And it's already there on my Facebook. Tons of people look at it already.
Cool. Okay. So I'm just going to reiterate that. Okay, so it's Druid, D-R-U-I-D, Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, @gmail.com. And then your Facebook page is Andrew's Spiritual Healing. Did I get those right?
Yeah.
All righty. Okay. Was there a phone number too or not? Or is that included in some of the, because I know a lot of people do have, you know, they go, oh, I don't have, you know, I don't have internet, I don't have this. And surprisingly enough, there really are people, you know, like I was like, I didn't have that stuff until, you know, I was required to.
Email is the best way to reach me because it does come to my smartphone, on my phone, so I'll be able to read the emails from on the go. And if there needs to be another phone session or whatever, I'll be able to send the number at that point.
Cool. Okay. Sounds really good. Sounds really good. All righty. Well, let's see. I was going to say topics. So we kind of started to talk a little bit about topics, about, you know, things that are near and dear to your heart. And it's like, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, if you had 15 minutes to, you know, to share with the whole planet something you thought was really, really important that you would like everybody on this planet to know about, what would it be? What would you talk about? What would you tell us?
Self-discovery. the biggest thing I have when I do readings for anyone, the biggest question I always get, what's my future hold? When am I going to meet that one that's made for me? What I would always tell people is that don't pray that the right person will come around. Pray that you are ready when someone does. If you knew what your future was going to have in store for you, it may be pulled off if you're not ready to have it yet. If you are not in balance or set and ready for it emotionally, and you're dealing with so much other stuff in your life, it may or may not come to you. It may come to you and fall apart, and then you have to wait until you're ready to get it again. It's like how you were discussing earlier that, you know, your body doesn't actually physically get sick until years down the road. The same thing happens with whatever's in line in your future. It'll hold off as long as it needs to until you are ready as well, because you can only achieve what you are ready for. It's most like what the divine, what they say about when you're dealing with problems in life, the divine will not give you more than what you can handle. But if you already have enough on the plate, they're not going to start handing you more stuff, because whether things come to you as meant for you, it comes with its own stressors, its own problems again. It's just another stepping stone in life. And if you already have too much on your plate and you're sitting there and you're worried about it and just worried for the next thing to come, not much is going to come. Find yourself here and now. Find yourself, ground yourself, and heal yourself now. Learn yourself and grow, and then things will come as they should be. When you do that, then you come to find out you can make your own future, no matter what anyone else may say. That's the most important thing in life.
Okay. All right. And that does makes a lot of sense. It's like, yeah, first. So what kind of stuff, I mean, I don't know, you know, I kind of trying to figure out, it's like, you know, how long have you been, you know, been doing this, you know, that kind of stuff. I know you'd mentioned, you know, some, you know, life experiences that led you to, you know, doing what you do and that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's like, what, I don't know, do you like readings? Do you do healings? Do you do... you know, tell us kind of what kind of stuff you do.
I like doing healings as a forte. I will do readings as well. Like I said, I incorporate in both like I just did. I will focus a reading into the person as they are. I will do more broadcasts or more, I guess you say, future cast readings. But I'll try to limit it to more to like no more than 3 to 6 months out, the energy that I see that's coming. Because that energy is a little bit harder to change, to interrupt. Whether it is, you know, 9 to 12 months down the road, things can happen to alter that energy. But stuff that's more 3 to 6 months ahead of time, it's usually set in path and it's going to come. Something's going to come, either be worth watching out for, or something else can come to benefit you or wake you up, whatever the case may be on that particular reading. I can't go from one person to another because each person is different and each reading will change with that person.
Right.
As far as how long I've been doing this, like I said beforehand, I was doing it privately with friends, well-known people that I can actually trust, and I was still kind of nervous about putting myself out there to just a random public. But here in the past year and a half, I have been out with the public on Facebook, on the internet, talking with people, doing readings. I'll be on Facebook chat rooms, group pages. People will want readings or stuff, and I'll see what's going on. I'll speak to them, hold a conversation with them, and help them find themselves, and I tell them what's going to happen for them when certain things take place or what options they're facing. You got option in column A, you got option in column B. Like earlier, I had this one lady saying, I'm really stuck with this one issue that's going on. Apparently, it's guy issues. There's another lady in the picture. And I said, okay, and she's like, am I going to find happiness if I walk away? And my main question is, are you happy right now? She's like, well, no, not really. Then what's the big difference? Why don't you go for this other decision and see how you feel? Whether it's right or wrong is up to you. There's no such thing as a right or wrong choice, only a choice that you make and how you deal with the reactions to it. No one can tell you that was a wrong choice. No one can tell you that was a right choice. Only you can do that.
Right.
So that's what I try to focus on people. They're focused more on things down the road that's not even happened yet than looking into things that are happening right now, right here, in their current situation. That's where you get into physical problems, because if you're going to start looking at the future, you're going to ignore your current problems right now, sweep it underneath that rug, and then you're going to forget about it, and then that's just going to fester inside your body, cause more issues later down the road.
Right.
Deal with it now. Why let it come and bite you in the butt later, a couple years down the road?
Yeah. Makes sense. Okay, let's see. I'm trying to walk and chew gum, so to speak, at the same time here. So it's like listening to you, listening to you and typing, and it's like going, okay, yeah, all right. I'm trying to drug out of my mind here, you know, some of the other, what I call the interview questions. It's like, what else can you share with us? Some of your past, those things, that really connected you. It's like, maybe I'm looking for a transformation. It's like, what triggered, your transformation? It's like, was that like a cakewalk, or was that like, ground up and, spit out on the road of life and paved over? It's like, what kind of stuff have you been through? And it's like, what kind of things have you, overcome and been through and experienced in your walk in this?
Yes, actually, that's a good point, because I used to be a completely different person a couple years ago. I had, extending from my first combat tour, I saw my first combat tour by the age of 20. I come off my first tour, and that's where my mom was murdered. And I held a lot of that in because I was still active duty. I was like, okay, I've seen death and everything before. I can deal with this. It's different when it's your own flesh and blood. It's way, way different when you're looking at something like that. I guess the shock and awe hadn't hit me yet. So I went on with my life trying to deal with it and had some issues. I did commit myself to a mental hospital because it got too much for me. I did seek help. But I was still more outward of anger. I still focused more on trying to blame people on other things, very spiteful, very vengeful on things. I had a very short fuse. And I did realize while my life was falling apart right then and there, I wasn't now making this connection at all, period. I didn't know I was doing it. So I had two marriages. One of them fell apart when I was overseas. Top of dealing with my mom's death, I was dealing with a divorce. Wife had cheated on me, pregnant by another guy. She made me a statistic, basically. Met my second wife, and I was still active duty. Still not deal with my past marriage. Did not let go of that past relationship. Did not deal with my mom's death. I jumped into a whole new relationship with all that strength. How well do you think that marriage went? Well, I blamed her
for
everything.
Wow. A lot of baggage. Wow. Yeah.
I blamed her for everything. It's like, I'm on active duty. I'm providing for you. What more do you not want? I didn't understand that. I didn't see that. So that marriage fell through. We were split. That's when my son passed away. My six-month-old son also passed away in the middle of all that. And I was active duty, and I wasn't able to do a lot of things because of her accusations and threats. I wasn't allowed to go to my own son's funeral. So I had a lot of built-up anger and hostility towards everyone else, yet again, not paying attention to anything. And then throughout all this, I had a really good friend of mine, which was the camel on the straw's back that broke it, was with this one relationship that made me wake up and realize what I was doing. She was my best friend, and I've known her for 13 years throughout high school, met her through her brother, we worked together, and she'd been through both my marriages, she knew both my wives, and she was the one person I could talk to. Well, we actually got together. Her family saw that coming because all she could do was talk about it. But I picked up that relationship after the death of my son, after that other divorce. So you see the trend here? I had learned my lesson. We all saw where this was going. Well, after the things that happened in the military, I decided to bow out and gracefully say, hey, my other son needs, I have a 4-year-old son right now. I had sole full custody of him. There's an old saying that goes, where you have the power to do something, you also have the power not to do it. What I basically woke up one day, I come to find out a lot of that drama, a lot of that stress that was in my life, I was causing every single bit. I was the trigger man for all of it. I started realizing I had my intuitive ability, I started waking up slowly. And the first person I needed to tell this about, and this was over months of time when I was on active duty, was my best friend, my partner at the time. But my gut told me if I told her, it would ruin everything. She was just not open to it. And that was my biggest fear. So I held it. And that was another problem I was dealing with. It was causing me physical pain to where my migraines were getting to where I could hear things and see things. And I would ignore it. And then it's like a sledgehammer banging on my head. And it put me in these migraines to where it basically crippled me. The little bit of light or a certain off-smell taste would just throw me into a screaming pain. so I tried to explain this to her. She listened, you know, consoled me and everything. She thought I was losing my mind, is what she told me. So when we got out of survey, it was time to tell her, because I had come to accept what I was pushing off, and I come to accept all these problems going on. Now, keep in mind, I had full custody of my son after the death of another child. I got awarded, hands down. I didn't have to try a thing. The child died in the mother's care. It was Sid's, but I got the oldest child. Anytime one child dies in the house, they take all the other children out of the house, pending investigation. State of North Carolina gave me sole full custody with no visitation to mother. Or no contact ordered, not no visitation. Meaning I couldn't let her around the kid or I'd go to jail. And my chain of command had informed me, if you break this order, we can court-martial you. So I had my hands tied. As much as I didn't agree with that order because I knew what was going on, the judge ordered no contact for the minor child from the mother. So I couldn't violate that order. And the military would have thrown me and, you know, Leavenworth for under a court-martial for breaking a civilian order. So I would have been definitely up, you know, the bad creek without a paddle.
Oh, man.
So when I finally talked to my fiancée at the time, told her everything that was happening, what I was going to do, she didn't believe me. She didn't believe me one bit. So I told her to, you know, she patted me on the back. She said, keep going to counseling. Keep taking your medication. I had quit all the medication the Army had ever given. I quit this cold turkey. I didn't need it. I started learning how to heal. And I was doing it on my own, and all these visions and these ideas came to me, and it was working slowly over time. And it was doing great, and I wanted to tell her. So after she told me, keep your counseling up. I'm here for you. Keep your medications. Okay, you're going under a lot of stress, but I'm here for you. I'm like, okay, so I ended it right then and there, the conversation. We had a cookout later, and I decided to – I planned this very well. I invited a lot of her friends and family, but none of mine. I did this for a reason, because I dealt with my family earlier, later on. I don't let them deal with it. So she invited some parts of her family that had to be in town from Pennsylvania. One person I had not met yet. We sat down across the table, and I just started talking to her, opened up a conversation with her. I laid almost a lot of his life story right there on the table. And he's just like, how do you know this? It's like, it's just what I feel for me. It's just, you're going through this. No sooner did I start talking to him about the stuff, and I got his attention. My fiance and her mother grabbed her stuff out of the house and left that night.
Wow.
Immediately. That was basically a straw that broke the camel's back that made me realize that sometimes you have to choose your battles wisely. I went about that wrong, but I didn't know how else to do so. And I still am saddened from the loss of my friend because of a misunderstanding or a lacking of an understanding. She even tried to contact me weeks later and asked me how I knew things and stuff like that, and I tried telling her. She's like, well, I don't believe that stuff, and then, like, this phone call is pointless. Even
wow.
to this day, I'll still get messages from people that know her that will claim that I'm stalking her or I'm following her around. Now, granted, I was 2.5 hours away from her now, and I work full-time and I do things. I have little but no time to go drive 2.5 hours in my old hometown to follow this person around.
Oh, wow.
When she left, I made peace. With everything that had happened in my past, I called up my ex-wife. I agreed to joint custody of our child, hands down, and let her take our child right then and there. Because,
wow.
Let's see, I could have stopped it, but I didn't. I was angry. And I focused it out on her. But I had to put myself in her shoe to realize this woman lost two kids in one night. So I had to look in her standpoint what she was thinking. And after the doctor said, oh, it says, you know, sudden infant death syndrome, it happens. That's basically what we were told. But yet, she lost both her kids.
Wow.
So I made up for the year and a half that, or about a year and a half of no contact with the child from the court order, coming back to Tennessee, redoing the whole entire court order, redoing the whole entire custody, divorce, everything, saying, here you go, you have it.
Wow.
Then we have joint custody, and now we're better friends.
Yeah, that's much better space and place to be, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It's when I realized that, like I said, you know, where you have the power to do something, you also have the power not to do it. Not admitting you were wrong, but admitting that you see that you had control of the situation and you acted on it or didn't act on it. Unfortunately, I was, like I said, pulling the trigger, making accusations and causing the drama, making it worse, where I could have this whole entire time fixed it from day one and not had an issue. And it's because when, all the way back before even my mom died, I was dealing stuff in my childhood before then I had to make peace with. That brings me to my other point. Forgiveness isn't solely forgiving the person that caused the pain. That's not the point. Forgiveness is making peace with the pain they caused, letting it go, and then being at peace with yourself. Not meaning that you made, that you forgave the other person, welcoming them back in your life, because that person can violate you again and hurt you again. That's not the key. Yeah. The key is letting go of that pain they caused you. That's what forgiveness really is.
Exactly. Yeah. I've heard it. I've heard it phrased as, just because you forgive somebody does not mean that you know, you forget, you know, necessarily what they're doing, but it's like, yeah, but you quit carrying it around and giving it the power to hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Forgive, but don't forget. It's a great term. But here's the problem. When people forgive but don't forget, they brush that emotion underneath the rug, and it's boiling inside of them. I see it all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time.
Wow.
It's like Albert Einstein once said. I'll have to quote this from him. Intuitive mind is a sacred gift, where the rational mind is a faithful servant. We as a society forgot the gift and honored the servant. That was said by Albert Einstein, and I stand to it today.
Cool. Okay. We do have a caller here. Got another caller who would like to talk to you real quick here, so let's bring them on. Area code 916. 916, you're on.
Did you say real quick?
Sure.
Hi, this is Diana. Do you do medium stuff?
Medium? Contacting spirits?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's not really my forte. We all have a past in our gifts, but as far as communicating with spirits who have passed, isn't something I mostly focus on. And I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, yes, I can, and here's what I'm getting. I won't do that to you because it gives me false hopes. I'm going to be front with you. That's not something I really do.
Then I'll just ask you a spiritual question. I won't put you on the spot and ask you who's walking with me. Okay, a spiritual question. Like, okay, my vision board on my dashboard of my car, I've got Merlin. He's the conductor, and he's conducting everybody, and all the aspects are on the rainbow. Is that working, or do I need to add something else to it?
Well, on your visualization board, I've seen this being used a lot. Your visualization board, what you use is your daily meditation or reaffirmation of yourself, of what your goal is. You put up there what you want to achieve are people that are going to be in your life that are helping you. And you can also put up there to figure out if they're there for a good way or causing you to hold you back. So to answer your question is, you put anything up there that you feel is good with you, that communicates well with you or resonates with you in a high vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And you focus on that. The key to here is surrounding yourself with people that help you grow. Now, in your life, you're going to have people that come and go. You will serve a purpose in everybody's life. It's called a circle. And your circle, you have your family. Your family may always be there, may not. I'm in the middle of a family feud myself, so not all my family members are on point. As I was discussing earlier, I would deal with my family on my own terms as to what I'm doing because not all of them are going to be very open. It got out some of them, and it basically had labeled me the black sheep of the family because no one in my family is as open as me. Mm-hmm. It's just because
what I was asking for was, you know, just common sense advice. I was wondering if you could actually pick up on my orchestra and tell me if there was anything else I needed that wasn't in it, you know, because you're supposed to be reading.
Well, readings can be very in-depth. Hold on one second, because I'm trying to figure out what exactly it is you're looking for. This is an on-spot thing, and this is brand new to me, so I'm trying to take time, and I'm not going to try to...
Oh, okay. Well, see, you weren't medium, so I was trying to ask a psychic spiritual question about my vision board activity. Can you feel the vibrations of it?
It's
different.
No, I'll have to re-explain as to what I mostly focus on the person here and now. Most of what I get from you, if you're asking about your own vibration, I can tell, yes, you are a very outgoing person. Yes, you're very loving and accepting. I can see you taking the tip of a blade into your heart if you trust yourself, trust the person, to show them that you would be there for them. But at the same time, you're not going to do it without vain. You're not going to do it blindly. You're going to do it for a good cause.
Yeah. My ethics are high. Yeah.
That's what
I got. Okay. That's good. That's good. I just didn't know how to ask the question, and I just wanted you to comment on what I was doing.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
And
it'll
maybe
come.
It's my part. I wasn't fully understanding the question, so I'm trying to take time into it as well. And I know we're trying to compress the time.
And I say, yep, and we are. We're coming down to about the last 9 minutes here, so it's like, yes, indeed. I'm gonna have Andrew. Thank you for calling back in. It's like, did that kind of answer your question, or did you have something else that you wanted to elucidate or clarify further, Diane?
Oh well, if you don't have much time, that's okay. Because you know, the next question, I might throw out a name, and then it won't be in the now thing, and so I might get a lecture about that. So, but yeah, okay.
Don't give me that. Just having fun with that. I know you are.
It's always
Thank
fun
you
to call you.
Back in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, goodness.
All righty. Well, I was going to say, and, you know, kind of continue that thread there a little bit. It's like, yeah, because I know there's a bunch of them just kind of saying, it's like, yeah, you know, this is a good topic. It's like, let's go with this.
And let me reiterate again, when I do readings and healing, I focus on the person here and now. That's where I feel I most attribute into helping people. I can basically get a feel for where they're at and where they're standing in life. Well, they may be confused on certain things or what's alienating them that they don't even acknowledge or realize. A lot of things are forgotten, pain, past, or memories they try to forget.
Right.
I deal with the person in the here and now. That's a lot where I do kind of spiritual healing.
Right. Well, I was going to say, too, and, you know, I mean, the thing of it is like, because this has been a subject for a lot of discussion on different places and spaces, is that, you know, how can you really know, you know, that what you're telling somebody is accurate, too? And it's like, my response to this is just, you know, it's like when we do, like, a reading or, you know, what we get for people is, like, we get it for that day. It's like, you know, for whatever mindset you're in, for whatever's going on in your life, it's like, you know, these are the circumstances that have led you to this moment right here. It's like, you know, when people ask us to do, you know, like a reading, it's like all we can do is really, you know, focus on, you know, just what you said. It's like here's the here and now. It's like here's what we get. Now, the really interesting thing is we've had people go, you know, like suppose, you know, I'll take it to traffic because it's really easy to understand this. Like, you know, if you get a reading and all of a sudden it's like, hey, you know, warning, there's bridge out. You know, it's like, well, you have some choices. You know, it's like you can keep the driving forward and have that experience in the ravine and have the tow truck, you know, pull you out, or you can turn to the left where they're having all the cones and all the destruction, you know, the road going down that way, and it's like, or you can turn to the right, you know, have the paved highway, or you can turn back around, make a U-turn, and go back down the pothole road, you know, you just came out of. So, you know, it's like people can take their readings and it's like use their free will and, you know, either avoid things, you know, or, you know, say, oh, yeah, I want that experience. It's like, God forbid, why? But, you know, it can go for that. Or I've seen people take really fantastically great readings and go, yeah, I'm not sure I want that. And they go, boom, and they shoot themselves in the foot, and they don't get the, you know, the good stuff. And then they come back and go, well, that didn't happen. You know, it's like, well, what did you do? You know, and there's actually a biblical example of this, of everybody pretty much knows this one. You know, Jonah was swallowed by the whale. You know, it's like God commanded him to go, you know, tell the city of Nineveh that, you know, he's bringing them to ruin. It's like he's going to destroy them. It's like Jonah went to the point where he ran away. You know, God had the fish swallow him. You know, 3 days later, throw him up on the beach. Said, okay, fine, I'll go tell him. I've got fish guts all over me. It's like, I'll go tell him now. So when he was doing this, he delivered this message of doom to Nineveh. And it's like the people there, it's like they repented in sackcloth and ashes. Like, oh, God, please don't destroy us. You know, we're sorry. You know, so they took action. And it's like, so, you know, Jonah goes out. He's sitting outside the city. He's waiting for God to blast him because God made him go in there and tell them, you know, that they were going to do this. And he didn't bring the city to ruin. It's like instead he made this, you know, bottle gourd tree you know, grow, and it's like in one night, and it's like in Jonas, he's sitting there, and it's like, okay, I'll thank you for the shade, and the next day he made it with her, and it's like, and he's grumping about, you know, oh, the Bible gourd tree died, you know, so God's kind of going, you know, you're upset over a tree. It's like, shouldn't I be looking at, you know, the people who are repenting in sackcloth and ashes and going, please, God, don't destroy us? And it's like, Jonah was all tweaked out because, you know, he's like, well, you made me look like a false prophet. You know, you made me look like a liar. You made me look like, you know, a real fool here. And it's like, going, well, yeah, you know, we're sorry about that. You know, but you know, the question became, it's like, did Jonah prophesy something that was incorrect? And the answer is no, he did not. He told them what was going to happen based on what was happening right then. Did they change their actions? Yes, they did. Did God in turn change his outcome? He sure did. Was the message false? No, it wasn't, because had they continued on their course, they would have actually, you know, he would have wiped them off the face of the planet. So, you know, it's kind of like that with us. It's like, you know, do things change and do things happen? You know, once we, you know, read something for somebody and say, you know, this is what's going to happen and, you know, whatever, and they go, oh, my God, I don't want that to happen. You know, so they change it. So they use their free will to change that. So it's like, is that kind of what you're thinking along the same lines too? Is like, you know, or do you have kind of a different take on that?
No, that's actually pretty accurate. Like, I would reemphasize on that. It doesn't matter what I could say is going to happen. It boils down to the person's own self-choice, their own free will. They can either take action, let things come, or simply knowing about what may come. Let's say someone, let's say, am I going to meet my true love? Or I'm going to meet someone I can connect well with. Said, yes, just stay the course. You'll be fine. You're going to meet someone. But here's the problem. This person that had asked that question, this was actually a reading I did about a year and a half ago on another website I worked on. She actually was a homebody. She worked and stayed home, worked and stayed home. She didn't do anything. So she said, well, this guy said I was going to meet someone. Okay, cool. So she changed her actions. She changed her plans. She went out. She went out to clubs. Didn't meet anyone. Well, one day she had come home and saw a note on her door. A gentleman had wrecked into her yard and destroyed all her plants and her gardens and stuff, said, I am so sorry for the destruction on your property. Here's my contact information. Please call me and I'll settle the debate, the issue. And then it was a miraculous story because the time framing was just a little bit off by a little bit that I told her because she changed her actions. But she actually got in contact with this guy. He settled the debt and everything. They got to talk to you. And it come to turn out that they became a very well-connected group of people. Sometimes knowing your future, knowing what's to come, may also set you off course because you think you have to change something at some aspect. Sometimes, like I say, the future is not important as who you are now. That's why I try to focus on that as much, because instances in what you just said and what I have seen in my past as well. I mean, it all depends on free will. And if I tell you, you know, you're going to die tomorrow, you're not going to drive or anything, go anywhere, or your house caught on fire because you fell asleep with a cigarette in your mouth and you died because you felt you had that.
Yeah, it's not going to lay down. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just that's how it works. Just like you made the example in the Bible, that biblical scripture. I mean, the things happen. We see things coming that the current events are in place right now. You can change your course.
Right.
That's easy.
Right. Yep, like if you're out on the water and you're boating along and you see a storm cloud come up, it's like, you know, are you going to continue on and go into the storm, or are you going to turn around and run for shore? Most people would go, oh, yes, I don't want to be swimming out here with the sharks. It's like, I'm going to get back to land. But yeah,
that you are in control of your destiny, you are in control of your life. How you go about it is your choice. That's your choice. It's your God-given free will.
Exactly.
Well, like I tell people, the only thing guaranteed in life is that you're going to live and you're going to die. You go from point A to point Z. Now, what you do in between those two points is completely, totally up to you.
Some people say, and taxes. There's only, you know, the only sure things in life are death and taxes.
Isn't taxes the same thing?
It's really old thing, but yeah, man. Oh, my. Time has flown here, Andrew. It's like, my goodness. Tyler, we got about a minute and a half here left. It's like, tell everybody how to get a hold of you again. And Andrew, love it. Love that blog talk, 90 seconds. How to get a hold of you. And Andrew is going to be back with us again for more Saturday. So it's like, we're looking forward to him in the month of June here. And he's going to have some more things to share with us on these Saturday afternoon fireside chats or Sunday sipping lemonade chats, whatever it is. It's like, but tell us again how to get a hold of you.
People can get a hold of me at Druid Reiki. That's druidreiki@gmail.com.
Go ahead. That was, yeah, you heard the blog talk. And your Facebook page.
You can also use that email to search me on Facebook, too, and I should pop up.
Cool. All righty. Very good. It's like we had a little, you know, for those of you guys who actually found the description of today's show, it's like, yeah, we had some, I'll say, technical difficulties. I've had a computer crash. It's like apparently I just crashed another one in the middle of the show, and I am borrowing one of my children's school computers, which I know is pretty fireproof because it hasn't crashed on that much. We will get a picture of Andrew up, and it's like for our archives, and, you know, you guys make sure that you know, check us out in the archives. And we got the NASA 10-second countdown. So thank you guys for being on with us. This has been an awesome Saturday. You know, love our chat room and all you guys. And we'll see you again. So take care and have a wonderful day.
Right. Have a good day.